This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. We are now in a moment of renewed political activism. People are taking to the streets. They're calling their elected officials. They're engaging in ways that really harken back to the 60s and 70s. Well, for folk rock duo The Indigo Girls, they have never stopped being politically active. They've been intertwining their politics with their songwriting ever since they began making music some 35 years ago.
Unless I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah, closer I am to find, yeah.
Well, that's a song you might recognize from the early 90s. Amy Ray and Emily Saliers just released their 15th studio album. It's called Look Long, and they join me now. Welcome to Press Play.
Thank you.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. I remember listening to that when it first came out. Take us back to that moment. What were you talking about in that song, and what in that song do you still talk about today?
Well, this is Emily. I wrote that song sitting on the front porch of a very rustic cabin. I was on vacation with my family in Vermont, and it must have just been just post-college or at the end of college. And I was just thinking a lot about where we go to get answers to the questions that we have, or how to make ourselves feel better, or, you know, just how to understand things. And I just started listing the litany of places and things that people turn to. You know, there's a lot of those things that people are still turning to today, if not all of them. I mean, it lists things like working out and going to the Bible and looking to the beauty and wisdom of children, and just about every place that that song talks about seeking an answer is still applicable to today.
Mm. Yeah, I know. I like how you talk about going to the professor, this Rasputin beard, and not getting the answer that you need. And you really had a moment where you could have gone into academia and you didn't. And what did that turn mean for you, to turn away from seeking those answers in, let's say, the ivory tower, and doing it in a more public way, being on a stage and talking to people face to face?
Well, Amy and I were already had like a little fledgling career going on. We were a bar band in the mid 80s, and we used our time at Emory University, where we both ended up graduating, as a springboard for our nascent career. And I was looking at grad school, so I wanted to be an English teacher, and the world of academia was very comfortable to me. And so, but Amy was hanging up all the posters and doing all the work. And she's kind of like, well, do you want to do that? Or do you want to do this? Because we have this thing going and it's working. And, but you know, you might want to hang up some posters too, sort of. And I just, in that day, I just made that decision. And from that point on, we just ended up marrying our music with activism and just being in a place that was very, very natural and comfortable to us.
Yeah. So, Amy, have you always been politically active?
When I was very young, before I met Emily, I was raised in the church, and part of that meant tithing, and that meant giving to your community. And I think when Emily and I first started playing, it was kind of the thing that we just did naturally, was like get together, raise some money for a soup kitchen or HIV Meals on Wheels kind of service, or we would do like stuff for Greenpeace, but we didn't really... we weren't like completely politicized, and we weren't really aware of like gay rights or like feminism even, or like race stuff. I mean, we were very like young in our politics, very different from kids now, you know, like we were very just trying to do the right thing, but we didn't quite know what that was at the time. So we just slowly grew kind of with our audience. And then I think when we started doing activism with Native American tribes and started Honor the Earth with Winona Duke, Winona really helped formulate our activism, and I think spending time with the Zapatistas really helped. And I think from that point on, which was like the early 90s, we really shifted and really understood what we were doing better, and targeted grassroots and community-based activism, and started to understand the dynamics of that better. So that's a long-winded.
Became together a thing.
For me, when I was in college, like, I even thought about going to theology school. Like I was really like, that was my, you know, either going to be like a forestry person or like theology. That was kind of like my backup plan. And so my kind of perspective in life was just this idea that you, whatever you're doing, it has to kind of involve engagement with the community in some way of service.
So you mentioned the youth and your youth and how young people today are different. I want to play a song from your latest album, Look Long. And this is a song called Muster. And I'll just play a little bit and then we can talk about it.